International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. International Prayer Lessons presents a 31-week study of the Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence by Andrew Murray and Brother Lawrence, compiled and edited with prayers by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., published by Bethany House Publishers, copyright 1987 by Lewis Gifford Parkhurst, Jr., all rights reserved. Each week's International Prayer Lesson will include the audio recording of one chapter from The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence. After listening, complete the Easy Print Notebook page. These notebook pages can be printed from www.internationalprayerlessons.com. Listen now to this week's International Prayer Lesson. Lesson number 1, from The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence, Chapter 1, The Abiding Presence. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." The Lord chose His 12 disciples, quote, "that they might be with Him, and that He might send them out to preach." Mark chapter 3, verse 14. His earthly fellowship with them would prepare and fit them for the work of preaching. The disciples were so deeply conscious of their great privilege in knowing Jesus that when He spoke of leaving them to go to the Father, their hearts were filled with great sorrow. The presence of Christ had become indispensable to them. They could not think of living without Him. To comfort the disciples, Jesus gave them the promise of the Holy Spirit, with the assurance that they would then have Him, Christ Himself, in His heavenly presence, in a sense far deeper and more intimate than they had ever known on earth. The law of their first vocation remained unchanged, being with Him. Living in unbroken fellowship with Him would give them the secret power by which they would preach and tell others about Him. When Christ gave them the Great Commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature, He added the words, "And surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:20. For all time, this principle remains valid for all His servants. Without the experience of His presence always abiding with them, their preaching will have no power. The secret of their effectiveness will be the living demonstration that Jesus Christ is with them every moment, inspiring, directing, and strengthening them. The presence of Christ will enable His followers to boldly preach Him as the crucified one in the midst of His enemies. The early disciples never for a moment regretted His bodily absence. They had Him with them and in them, in the divine power of the Holy Spirit. Through a living faith, the Christian's success in his work depends upon his consciousness of the abiding presence of the Lord Jesus with him. An essential element in the preaching of the gospel is a living experience of the presence of Jesus in our lives. If our experience of His presence is clouded, then our work will become a human effort, without the freshness and the power of the heavenly life. Nothing can bring back the power and the blessing Jesus promised, except a return to the feet of the Master. There, He breathes into the heart, in divine power, His blessed word, "And surely I will be with you always." The practice of the presence of God. Establish a sense of God's presence in your life by continually conversing with Him. Do not quit conversing with him to think of trifling and foolish things. Nourish yourself with high conceptions of God, which shall bring you great joy in being devoted to him. Quicken your faith. Instead of taking faith as the rule of your conduct, you may be just amusing yourself with trivial acts of devotion which change daily. The act of faith is the spirit of the church, and faith is sufficient to bring you to a high degree of perfection. Give yourself to God with regard to things both temporal and spiritual. Seek your satisfaction only in fulfilling His will. Whether He leads you by suffering or by consolation, for either would be equal to a person truly committed and submitted to His will. Establish your loyalty to God by your fidelity in prayer, even in those times of dryness or sluggishness or weariness by which God tries your love for Him. Times of dryness are the times for you to make good and effective acts of commitment and submission. In fact, one act alone will very often prompt your spiritual advancement greatly. Dear Jesus, thank you for promising your heavenly presence in the lives of your devoted disciples. Today, I renew my vow of loyalty to you, and I thank you for being faithful to me as you have been to all your followers. Alert me when I stray from your presence. Call me back when I wander from your will. Remind me to come back and fall at your feet again, should my relationship with you become clouded by any unfaithfulness. May the words of your faithful servants of the past encourage me daily. Amen.